The Point Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Robb. Actor Reggie Lee may not know everything that's going on around him on the TV series Grimm, but now he's bringing a monster right out of his childhood onto the show. Plus, good news for a bunch of Fox shows, and everybody's playing Avengers. Let's get to the point.
This is The Point. The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
On the NBC series Grimm, actor Reggie Lee's character has not been in the know about the supernatural things going on in his world. However, that's about ready to change. I asked Reggie if, in the past, not being aware of what's going on with the rest of the characters has been a problem for him.
You know, it's a constant back and forth. And I think from the outside, and the creators and me and from the audience, I think it's important that there's some kind of a balance, because I think that there's no... And I think they've strung it along up to this point because of that particular reason. And who knows what they'll do from here on out, you know, and who knows what will happen. So, but I think that there, listen, if everyone knew, I think it would be less of an effect, right? If there was no one that was like, the balance wouldn't be there. I think that's really important for the show. That being said, you had shows like Buffy where kind of everyone knew. And so everyone was in the fray and doing their thing. So these creators, I think they're kind of weighing the options in terms of that. But I think for the audience point of view, and I think you'll agree with me, that it's kind of interesting to have some kind of balance in the show where someone doesn't know and some people know, and it needs that. Because if everyone knew, it would just be like all about solving the crimes versus, oh God, we got to keep this secret from some people and not tell them.
One of the recent monsters introduced on the show was actually based on a creature from Reggie's Filipino heritage.
It is. As a matter of fact, I mean, the writer, the creators are so wonderfully collaborative. They actually came to me and said, do you know any Filipino folklore? And I said, yeah, we have actually quite a bit. And so I gave them a list, and it included the Aswang, which is probably the most popular one in Filipino folklore. So it is something, it was always told, like, you know, amidst relatives. It's told now, it's believed in. As a matter of fact, very big in the Philippines. So it's very real. It's to what I saw and how real that is for me. I mean, as a kid, you're grown up, you grow up thinking that this stuff is real. It's like anything. It's like Santa Claus, right? You, at some certain point, you're like, whatever. So that's not real.
Are there any more scary monsters in his heritage he thinks might fit into the show?
There's one popular one called the Manananggal, which is also an aswang, which is kind of a person that separates in half, that goes flying around. Yeah, so that's the other really popular one. But I would love, there's that. And there's also one called the White Lady, which is akin to La Llorona, the Mexican folklore that we did, which is really freaky that we've all grown up with. So maybe they could do a version of that. You know, who knows? Because I think that they really enjoyed doing this one. Hopefully we'll have another one.
Reggie's character, Wu, is a little rough and certainly sarcastic around the edges. Is that anything like the real person?
This is akin to like when I play bad guys. I never say the bad guys. They're just doing their job. But it's like people will meet me and go, let's go out for coffee again, or let's go talk again. And it's a different human being. It's like, you know, it's almost like Claire is the sweetest person in the world. But you can allow those things on screen. And I think the further away you are from that particular thing, it's like the more you can do it. For me, I had never, ever, Vicky, considered myself sarcastic. I think maybe my friends think I am, but I had never for myself considered myself sarcastic. And it was always something, these witty, sardonic moments that he has. I had always like wanted to be so witty and sarcastic, and this is my chance on this show, which That's is right. why I think I really enjoy. I enjoy like doing the work for it. And no, I'm telling you what, they write all that stuff. So those writers are really great at coming up with these one-liners. They're fantastic. Now, I've grown more comfortable. Wu has grown more comfortable being this person. So I think it gets even better as we progress. It sits in my body more. But no, I don't consider myself sarcastic. So in that sense, it's much more fun once I get on set. to be that person.
So what are the chances of a love interest for Reggie on the show this year?
There's always something that, you know, people always ask me kind of like what I'd love to do in the future. And that's actually on my bucket list of things that I want to have in my career is, you know, something on screen like that. Kind of a love interest in one way or another. I think that you may see it. I think, again, we all have our lanes on the show. There's a certain lane that we're in. And I think that the balance of, for me at least, as a participant, or let's say separate from the show, I think there needs to be a balance on the show of couples and people that are not coupled. Like people that know and people that don't know about Nick. So how they keep that balance, I don't know. You know, how they want to keep that balance, I don't know. I know they've said, you know, we like that he's, you know, a single guy. We like that. So there may be that, but it's inevitable, you know, for the future that something like that will happen. So we're hoping for it. But they do like that balance.
There are new episodes of Grimm every Friday on NBC. You can also catch up and see full episodes, too, right now at NBC.com. Hang on for the latest in pop culture. Harlan Ellison's original teleplay for the classic Star Trek episode City on the Edge of Forever is coming to comics. It'll be adapted as a miniseries by IDW this summer. Harlan's overseeing the project. Scott Tipton and David Tipton will be doing the writing, and art will be by J.K. Woodward. The actual episode, which, as you know, was different from Harlan's original script, picked up a number of awards, including a Hugo and a Writers Guild of America award, and was named by TV Guide as one of the 100 most memorable moments in television history. The miniseries, Star Trek, Harlan Ellison's City on the Edge of Forever, the original teleplay, begins with the first issue in stores in June. Look for yet another game based on AMC's The Walking Dead. The network's teaming up with Next Games to produce a mobile game based on the series. Not a lot of details yet, but sources are saying they're looking for a combination of gameplay and narrative inform. CBS has announced they're renewing Ground Floor for a second season. The show, created by Bill Lawrence from Scrubs and Cougar Town and Greg Malins from Two Broke Girls and How I Met Your Mother, was rated among the highest on the network. In fact, it was among the Basic Cable's top 10 original sitcoms in ratings, with adults 18 to 49 for its first season. After being on a far back burner for a long time, it looks like there might be some life in the project to bring Zorro back to the big screen. There's been a new screenwriter brought on board. His name is Chris Boyle. Now, however, there were two TV writers who were brought in to write the story a couple of years ago. No word yet on whether this is a rewrite or just an addition to what's already been done. Only other thing Sony will let out about the project is that the new version of Zorro will have a gritty, Dark Knight-like backstory. And just another example of how important streaming is to the future of television, the finale of the HBO series True Detective actually crashed the HBO Go app a few days ago. The company tweeted out that it was trying to fix it, and within a few hours did have everything back online. Meanwhile, HBO has greenlit a second season of the series, which will have new characters, a new storyline, and a new locale. Fox has decided not to wait till after the May sweeps to make some decisions on some of their shows. The Following has been renewed for a third season by the network. They've also given more seasons to The Mindy Project, Golden Globe winner Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and The New Girl, all coming back again next season on Fox. The CW series Reign offered two versions of an episode recently, one on the regular slot on the network on Thursday night, and another they said was too hot for TV. That version was put up on the network's website the morning after the original episode ran on the air. Did it work? Well, at this particular point, it looks like the series picked up a 40% increase in viewers from week to week. The free-to-play Marvel game Avengers Alliance now has some 50 million users. The game started as a Facebook app and is strongly tied into the rest of the Marvel Universe, not just the comics, but also the cinematic world as well. New characters in there will include Captain America, Winter Soldier, and others from the upcoming Captain America film. By the way, speaking of Captain America, AMC Theaters have announced a special double feature event that'll take place on Thursday, April 3rd, showing the original Cap movie, and then, of course, the premiere of Captain America Winter Soldier, both in real 3D. To find out if it's going to be in your area, check the website amctheaters.com.
The Point, The Point, here's what's cool.
Tear off a little space on that bookshelf. There's a couple of great items this week waiting for you in comic stores that you're more than likely going to want to add to it. It begins at DC with an item called Batman Unwrapped by Andy Kubert. It's a deluxe, beautiful hardcover collecting Andy's Batman stories, but in pencil form, so you really see him for the first time in an almost pure fashion. It also includes the Whatever Happened at the Cape Crusaders story, among a lot of others. And like I said, beautiful package from DC. Also from them, Green Lantern Red Lanterns number 28 gets a second printing this week. Over at IDW for Steve Niles' new turn on the Frankenstein monster, in a first issue called Monster and Mad Men. Hey, remember how great the Transformers were in comics back in the 80s? Well, you can get a little taste of that in a Transformers 1984 number one penny press edition for only $1 from IDW. And also the X-Files Conspiracy series continues, this time tying in to Crow with a first issue. From Image, Manifest Destiny number 4 gets a second printing. There's a fifth issue out as well. And Mercenary number 1 gets a second printing. David Lapham is back writing and drawing Stray Bullets in a new series that begins this week. It's called Stray Bullets, The Killers. And for that bookshelf, there's a whole ton of Stray Bullets trade paperbacks that are re-available now. Check with your retailer on that one. And also from Image, a new issue of Walking Dead, number 123. From Marvel, lots of second printings this week. All new Invaders, number 1 and 2, both get second printings. All new X-Men number 22 gets a second printing. Amazing X-Men number 2 gets one, just like Avengers World number 2 and Black Widow number 2 and 3. There's a first issue this week you need to pay attention to, Captain Marvel, which is being repackaged by Kelly Sue DeConnick and David Lopez. First issue of that out as well, and the first issue of Secret Avengers 2. New run there from Marvel. More second printings, Night of the Living Deadpool number 2 and Superior Spider-Man 25 and 26 get reprinted. From Dynamite, the next phase in the Gold Key relaunch, Magnus Robot Fighter number 1 is available. And also the $6 Million Man season 6 begins with the first issue from Dynamite. Comic stores sometimes can be tough to find, but there's a lot of help for it. First of all, the Comic Book Locator service at 1-888-COMIC-BOOK. There's a link to find stores on the front of our website, comicmix.com, or find a website that'll help you out called findacomicshop.com.
The Point.
That's it for right now, but you know pop culture lives 24/7 at Get The Point Radio. Listen for free at your desktop or your laptop at GetThePointRadio.com or any mobile device. Well, we'll fit right on there with an app called iNet Radio. Either Apple or Android, you got it for free at iNetRadio.com. The podcast comes out every week a couple of times on websites like ComicMix.com and MichaelDavisWorld.com and in the iTunes podcast directory as well. On social media, we're The Point Radio, of course, on Facebook and Twitter. And we're also right back here in a few days.
Get the-